Good evening and welcome to the News Hour. The city of Memphis laid Tyre Nichols to rest today.
At his funeral, mourners celebrated Nichols' life and joined civil rights leaders from around the country in issuing a call for justice. Don't give up the
fight. Laying her son to rest, Rovon Wells said Tyre Nichols' life was one of purpose.
I promise you the only thing that's keeping me going. It's the fact that I really truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment from God. And I guess now his assignment is done.
A loving son, father, brother, FedEx employee, skateboarder, and friend to all, Nichols was the youngest of four siblings. His sister, Kiana Dixon.
I see the world showing him love and fighting for his justice. But all I want is my baby brother back.
His funeral comes 3 weeks after his death, after a brutal beating by Memphis police during a traffic stop. Tyre Nichols' death drew national attention and led Vice President Kamala Harris to Memphis today.
And we mourn with you. And the people of our country mourn with you. And
Harris criticized the officers who beat Nichols and said it was time for Congress to pass a federal law to reform policing, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
It was not in the interest of keeping the public safe, because one must ask, was not it in the interest of keeping the public safe that Tyre Nichols would be with us here today?
The Reverend Al Sharpton, president of the National Action Network, delivered Tyre's eulogy.
I believe if that man had been white, you wouldn't have beat him like that night. We're not asking for nothing special. We're asking to be treated equal.
Among those in attendance, the families of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. Reminder that Nichols' family now joins a larger community of black families fighting for justice for loved ones killed by police. That includes Tiffany Rochelle. Her son Jalen was shot and killed by a Houston police officer last April.
We are fighting together, and all the mothers all over the world need to come together and stop all of this.
Nichols' death and the release of the brutal body camera footage documenting it have reignited calls for reform and accountability. Five Memphis officers were fired and charged with murder. The department's specialized Scorpion unit has also been disbanded. Back at the funeral, his mother delivered a call to action and echoed the calls for legislative reform.
We need to get that bill passed.
Amen.
That blood, the next child that dies, that blood is going to be on their hands.
Yeah.
Once again, the national conversation on how to prevent police killings begins as another life ends. Tyre Nichols was 29 years old.